Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
You know, yesterday I read the hymn, Rejoice, Our Lord is King. It's easy to read the words from Philippians that I did yesterday, Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Now, Paul wrote those words from a jail in Philippi. He was imprisoned. Several years ago, Barb and I led a tour of the journeys of Paul, and I had the privilege of standing there in the remains of that old jail. Would I rejoice if I were in jail? I recently listened to stories of great Christians and a person who was imprisoned during communism and was beaten brutally and tried to get him to deny his faith, and he continued to rejoice. I asked myself again, would I rejoice under those circumstances? It's so easy to complain when little things go wrong, and yet we're to rejoice always. And a part of that, I really believe, is representing Jesus well. Maybe I've shared this with you before. Mr. Miller, who was in the hospital here in Harrisonburg, Virginia, when I was in college, and he was dying of cancer. I asked him, I said, how are you today, sir? And he said, I've never been sicker, but I'm rejoicing in the Lord. Oh, my friend, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. So whatever you're going through today, look to Jesus and rejoice in your relationship with him. Have a good day, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.
Hey, Keep Your Drive Alive was designed with you in mind. And if it's working, I'd love to hear from you. Why don't you drop me an email?
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.